And I am joined by Amy Haddon-Marsh here in the studio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you today?
I'm well after a great afternoon, great morning at down in Glenwood Springs. And joining us on the phone is Tracy Truelove, spokesperson for the Colorado Department of Transportation. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How are you doing after the first day, the opening day of the closure?
You know, I'm still standing, so I think that's a good sign. But, you know, it's been an interesting afternoon. We were worried about the challenge of that evening commute out, and that proved us right. And it's, you know, going to be a little bit tough until we get some patterns figured out.
Talk about what's going on right now with the evening commute. I mean, I've seen at the Post Independent Twitter feed that there's been a crash on westbound I-70 near Silt, and a left lane is blocked. There was a crash about an hour or so ago near McDonald's. Can you talk about what's happening?
Yeah, we did see some fender benders happening on the detour route. And fortunately, they got clearance happened pretty quick. They cleared them pretty quickly. You know, one of the biggest challenges we're seeing is that people are diving off at 27th Street and getting onto Midland off of the detour route, which we highly discourage. You know, that's really being looked at as local access traffic. You're not making up any time jumping onto Midland in that direction. Mm-hmm. And so staying on the official detour route on 82, you're going to get there as efficiently as any other way.
So people are taking the roundabout at 27th Street and heading, heading north on Midland to sort of make a shortcut, and it's not working.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, it's really backing up those neighborhoods, and it's also we have that light time to deter, you know, deter people from doing that. But I think in this first day, folks were going to try to do what they could. But again, we're really reaching out to say, please stay on the detour route. You know, we've seen gaps in it because you know if you're staying on it, it's gonna move more efficiently.
Right. What about the neighborhoods in East Glenwood Springs, like down Blake, Bennett, Palmer, those neighborhoods?
You know, we did see some increased traffic on Blake, and that's the other thing about using Blake and not staying on the route is that we're having to get those people back in at 8th Street. And so it ties up the official detour route, and it's really, again, not helping with the efficiency of the route. So please stay on the detour route. It's timed in a way to get you. It's still slow. But I will tell you, we still saw a lot of single occupancy vehicles, which I think for our team was kind of like, you know, we've talked about this for months now. So, you know, if there's another way or if you can carpool and you're going the same direction, please find a way.
So this morning, I guess my question is, are there any fewer single occupancy vehicles this afternoon than there were this morning?
You know, it's kind of hard to tell just because of the way those peak times are stretching out a little differently. I think, you know, this morning when I saw you, Amy, which was, you know, in the dark.
Yeah, really
there
early.
Were some people, yeah, very early. There were some people that had started out early. And so, again, they're starting that peak travel in the evening back early as well. So we're just, but it's going to be tough for us until we watch this for a few more days or this first week to really understand the patterns and, again, where our severe trouble spots are, because people who rolled the dice today and tried it might change their mind tomorrow. And we got really great feedback on the people that were using transit.
Right. I was I left my car in the Glenwood Springs Mall parking lot because I had to drive in. I was one of the goofballs on the road this morning because I had to drive in and meet you in the dark before the buses started running. But after we went through that 40 dozen of donuts out there, I started taking the Ride Glenwood Springs bus in and out of town, and that's really efficient. Every 15 minutes, and it gets you right where you need to go, and it's free.
Yeah, the Ride Glenwood Springs and the Rafta route. Now, we've noticed that the park and ride for transit really filled up in Newcastle, so it might have been a lot of folks went to Newcastle, parked, and got on the buses, so we recognize Rafta is going to look at how those routes ran today and decide, you know, where to stage buses tomorrow. But the thing that was great to see is the people on the Penn Bridge that got off on the north side, you know, all smiles and like, okay, that was pretty good. And I think for some folks, it's because they're using transit for the first time.
Yeah, I did speak to a Rafta driver who said he had about 40 people in the morning during the most peak time on his bus. So there was standing people, but they're running them every 15 minutes. So it's really it's a good plan.
It's worth looking at. Yeah, definitely worth looking at. And like I say, anything people can do today differently to see if, you know, we can keep trying to get some of those single occupancy vehicles off is going to help in the long run.
And are there ways that CDOT might adapt the detour as time goes on, depending on how things are going in trouble areas?
You know, our team is prepared to do that if we see the necessity and where we see that necessity. You know, we are having daily meetings with each other to kind of get a situational awareness of what's happening. And so we'll continue to do that. But again, we don't want to just have a knee-jerk reaction to changing mm-hmm. something based on what we saw today, because mm-hmm. we have to kind of get a sense of the pattern. And I'll tell you that I honestly feel like in these first 2 weeks, we might get into a great rhythm, and then school starts again on September 5th, and I think we might have a whole new ball game again.
What makes you say that?
Well, I just think that a lot of folks are out of town taking advantage of that extra 2 weeks of the vacation that we get. I have kids in the Marine Fort School District schools, and I know that's something that they're doing. They're going on a great vacation while they leave me here in Glenwood. but I think, too, that folks are going to have to figure out their systems there as well. You know, the mm-hmm. school district is highly prepared to do what they can, but people who might not usually put their kids on the bus might also, again, roll the dice and drive. Mm. So it's going to be, I think, on the 5th, just another challenge if people aren't already recognizing what's happening in these first 2 weeks and trying to figure out how to help.
Well, tonight, do you have any idea if there's any gridlock going on right now in town, or if the traffic, how far down 82 toward north, or wait, east, on 82 that the traffic is stretching?
So the last report that I got from my team, that was many of them on their bikes today, mm-hmm. they were out at about the Holy Cross building there on 82.
Okay.
Now, again, those fender benders that were happening kind of near the McDonald's at 32nd Street mm-hmm. definitely slowed things down. But I'm looking out at Midland right now from my office window, and it's moving. You know, they're not stopped. They're flowing at a decent rate. Mm-hmm. But, again, we're kind of having to work through some of these challenges. And I haven't really heard what's happening on I-70 with that left lane blocked in silt.
Right.
But hopefully, again, there was no injuries there, and we can get that cleared.
Yeah, because the Post-Independent this morning predicted a five-mile backup this afternoon. And I haven't heard from anybody, and so I've been at the station, and I unfortunately don't know how far it's backed up down 82 at this point.
Yeah, I bet tomorrow, again, once we kind of have our situational awareness of today, we can have a better sense of that. But I never heard that we were that far back.
Okay.
Now, the other thing I'll share that was encouraging today is we did have an emergency response early on in the detour.
Yeah, talk
with
about
a cardiac
that.
Patient, and well, I talked to Fire Chief Gary Tillotson, and he said that they couldn't be more happy with the way that flow worked. They had CSP helping them get in here. People were being very respectful to move over for those emergency vehicles, and they got the patient to Valley View in plenty of time.
That's excellent.
That is great news. Yeah, I remember actually that was during our media meeting, and we got to watch it on the live camera.
Mm-hmm.
So where can people find more information as we go through this detour?
Well, you know, there's a lot of great resources, not only on our website, which is grandavbridge.codot.gov, but KMTS has some cameras up.
Mm-hmm.
Garfield County 911, if you go to the Garfield County site, they have a great live streaming camera that kind of cycles through town.
Mm-hmm.
And I just highly encourage people, again, to kind of, before you're headed out. Now, what was good to know is that during the, you know, day when we said it would be very busy, there were even times when Midland was almost quiet. So
right.
It was kind of, you know, Midland on the detour route was almost
mm-hmm.
quiet. So I think we're going to see a lot of movement throughout this week, and we'll just have to kind of roll with it.
Well, Tracy Truelove, spokesperson for the Colorado Department of Transportation, what time are you going to be out there tomorrow? Are you going to be doing 5 o'clock mornings for the next 3 months?
I'll be asking the same thing. I was thinking, isn't it about time for us to go home?
I don't know.
You know, I'm planning tomorrow to probably be up about 5 and out there around 6 to kind of keep an eye on things. You know, we're kind of trying to decide, my team is, if we need to add some additional messaging about these challenges we saw today, like mm-hmm. on Midland, where we don't want people and also on the exit 114 interchange, mm-hmm. where people weren't using the full capacity of the exit. They were getting that lane, but then we almost needed to get into the two lanes, kind of merging back down. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just some mechanical things we need to work on. So I bet my team's probably going to be thinking about that tomorrow, how we can help spread the word.
Well, one final question before we let you go. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being the worst, 10 being the best, how would you rate the opening day of the closure?
Well, I'm an optimist, and I actually got this question earlier today, and I said I gave it an 8.
Oh.
Because my sense is that people knew what was coming, mm-hmm. and that was our biggest thing, is making sure that we had the message out. So I feel like, at least from my perspective, our team got that accomplished. Now, with all the challenges we're seeing since, you know, that might be somewhere around the 6. We're going to have to kind of figure those things out, but we really need the community to help rally around us to do that.
Well, Tracy Truelove, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Amy.
All right. Go home and get some rest.
You too.